From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Commission unveils a plan to deal with the migrant crisis. The plan includes a fairness mechanism requiring nations to accept a set number of refugees or pay a de facto fine. The plan has drawn immediate fire from Central and Eastern European nations that have defied previous calls from the European Union for all members to accept a portion of the refugees. The proposals, including a recommendation to remove restrictions on visa-free travel for Turkish nationals, will be up for a vote by the European Parliament in June. With Britain due to vote next month on whether to leave the European Union, a cross-party group of British lawmakers has warned that negotiations on an exit could take a decade. The report by the House of Lords EU Committee predicts that leaving the bloc would entail lengthy and difficult negotiations. But the campaign to quit the European Union says it would be in Europe's interest to strike a quick trade agreement with Britain due to the size of British market for goods like French wine and German cars. Russia says it will deploy three divisions of troops along its borders to counter NATO's increasing military presence in Eastern Europe. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Wednesday that the new divisions will be stationed along Russia's western and southern borders. Shoigu gave no details about the size and timing of the new Russian deployment or where the troops would be stationed. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said this week that NATO is considering stationing a force of around 4,000 troops in Poland and the three Baltic states, all of which are members of the Western Alliance. This is VOA News. Following his victory in Tuesday's Indiana primary, businessman Donald Trump is now the presumptive Republican nominee for the U.S. presidency. His last remaining opponent, Ohio Governor John Kasich, has scheduled a late-day news conference in which he is expected to pull out of the race. Some Republicans are continuing to voice opposition to Trump becoming the standard bearer of the party. Numerous opinion surveys show Democrat Hillary Clinton would defeat Trump in a general election. Collectively, the poll gives Clinton about a 6 percentage point edge over Trump. Democratic frontrunner Clinton continues to face a nomination challenge from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who beat Clinton in Indiana. Russian artillery units are involved Wednesday in fighting in the Syrian city of Aleppo. It was the fiercest ground fighting in a year between rebel groups and forces of the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The city has suffered 2 weeks of blistering government airstrikes. Rebel commanders say it is the first time Russian ground troops have assisted Syrian government forces outside the coastal province of Latakia or at Palmyra. The United States, along with allies from 11 other countries, met in Germany to discuss the joint efforts in their campaign against the Islamic State group. In a joint statement following the meeting, the group reaffirmed its support for helping its partners defeat the militant group in the Iraqi cities of Mosul and Raqqa. They called on Iraqi political leaders to commit themselves to the legal and peaceful reconciliation of the nation's political factions. Egyptian journalists are calling for the dismissal of the country's interior minister following a police raid and the arrests of two journalists. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered Wednesday near their union headquarters in Cairo, accusing the interior ministry of thuggery. The journalist union has demanded the release of all detained journalists and a presidential apology. They have threatened a strike if their demands are not met. A mixed bag of economic reports released on Wednesday points to a sluggish but stable U.S. economy. U.S. companies added jobs last month at their slowest pace in 3 years, according to payroll processor ADP. The ADP report precedes Friday's monthly government unemployment update. The Labor Department reported American workers were less productive in the first quarter of this year. Productivity fell at an annual rate of 1%. The bright spot was the U.S. trade deficit, which narrowed sharply in March thanks to a drop in imports. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down. Markets are also down in Europe. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.